following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Grief has many stages, but so does healing. I'm your host, DJ Bubblegum, exploring how to live life after loss. Hello, and welcome back for episode 5 of No Map for This, where we have slowly been creating a space for the journey that no one is truly ever prepared for. I want to begin by acknowledging this is going to be my last solo podcast for this series, and I am just so extremely grateful that I have been allowed this platform to depict my own emotions and feelings and grieve in another form that has been truly so helpful and so expanding to my mind for me. When I began this podcast, I was really wrapped up in my own grief and I didn't know what to say or where it was going to go, but I knew I had a calling and I knew that this was going to help me to some capacity. I was going to be able to expand my learning about grief, but also about myself internally. In the following weeks, we're going to have some different discussions with different people that I know about grief and their understanding of it, expanding on what I've talked about and the different phases that I've been through, but also acknowledging somebody else who has gone through grief and what that has looked like for them, and giving someone else a space for them to open up and talk more about what that has been like. Now, as I was saying, when I began this podcast, I was really wrapped up in myself, and in my head, I was choosing very unhealthy habits and coping mechanisms to bury all of the emotions that I was truly feeling. It was scary, and I didn't want to face them head on. I didn't want to put the pen to paper or talk about it out loud. I thought that just shoving it to the back of my brain would be more helpful. And let me tell you, it was not. As I talked about in previous episodes, being so wrapped up in my own thoughts, I didn't know how to move forward. And so reading books, like I had mentioned previously in an episode, Mindfully Green, was really effective for me to question myself and open up that state of mind that a lot of people just like to block off. And I don't want to deal with that level of presence. You know, we'd rather look at our phones. We'd rather get that dopamine, that rush, whatever it is, instead of fighting through the hard stuff and over time feeling the true change in our goals and in a mindset. And I feel like with the advancement in technology, we are so used to getting things in an instant. And something about grief is you will not get anything instantly. Absolutely not. This is a lifelong process. For however long you live, you are going to feel those emotions of grief. ChatGPT is not going to fix it. Technology is not going to fix it. No matter how much therapy you do, whatever you go through, it is a continuous process. It never ends. And that is something that I did not realize at the beginning. I never even really wanted to think about losing someone. And then when I finally did, how was I going to be able to even hold space for that? I didn't even want to acknowledge it. So throughout this podcast, I've been able to learn and to talk myself through how to hold space for my emotions that have the right to be validated, that have the right to be heard and seen. And I believe that I really like to hold up a tough exterior. I like to take care of everybody else. I like to be the protector. I don't want anyone to see my guard down, to see my walls down. I don't want anyone to think that they have some little way to get to me. And that started at a young age. I had a really hard relationship with my biological mother, and that's where that stemmed from. Going through this podcast and talking through it with myself out loud, and not just putting a pen to paper or acknowledging it in my own mind, but talking about it with you guys, being able to comprehend it in a whole nother way, has allowed me to begin to hold space for that uncomfortability, that messiness, sitting and noticing, wow, I'm so anxious right now and upset right now. And I'm just going to feel all of that like vibration through my body and what's going on there and how that's feeling on its own, because obviously it's coming up for a reason. And whereas before I would say, oh my gosh, I'm so tense right now, I'm so stressed out, okay, I'm just going to shove that to the side. Now I'm going to, you know, go throughout my day. I'm holding it. I'm barely breathing. I'm not present at all by any means because I have all these emotions running in the back of my head. Now I've gotten to the evening and I'm just in an outburst. That was old DJ Bubblegum. That is not current DJ Bubblegum. I get to build and choose those healthier habits. And I've been able to do that by talking with you guys and with myself and learning what is going to be best for me. At the end of the day, that's really what we're learning about. We're all here for the first time. We need to figure out what is best for us. And so as we talked about last week, those things for me are journaling, self-care, working out, prioritizing my needs, my health, my mental state, so that I can be the best for the people around me. I can protect my family and my friends the way that they deserve, the way that I deserve to do for them. I love to provide for my family and my friends, and I love to be that protector, but I cannot do that if I am not in a space to provide and protect for myself first. It's all about putting on that mask, just like they tell you at the airport or in the airplane. You always got to put your own mask on first. And for a long time, I didn't want to do that. And this podcast has helped me realize that in order to help others, I got to help myself first. I have to learn what I need first. Another thing is learning how to surround myself with the people who are going to understand me. Losing my dad, a lot of people could not comprehend what I needed. And I got frustrated by that because for me, I didn't need things. Like, people like to just throw thing after thing after thing because they don't know what else to do. And I needed time. I needed someone's time, someone's eyes, someone to listen to what I had to say. And instead, there were just like a lot of like things and stuff and material, and no amount of flowers is ever going to bring my dad back at the end of the day. No amount of food. I wasn't even hungry. And that might sound ungrateful. I don't know. But for me, I needed someone's time. I needed someone to listen to the hurt that I was feeling. And a lot of people couldn't do that. So this podcast gave me a space for me to listen to how I felt. Now, over the past, you know, podcasts, we've talked about shock and denial and how it took a long time for that to hit me, for me to feel, you know, the emotions of realizing that I had lost my dad after such a traumatic event. And also getting through my senior year and trying to balance that. And I honestly, I don't think I did a great job at that. I think I really pushed all of the emotions that I was feeling to the side and covered them. And that was not effective. But at the same time, I didn't know how to, I didn't have the knowledge that I have now to be able to balance those effectively and give space for those emotions, give them that platter, look at them, feel them, notice them, but also celebrate myself effectively. And so I think it was just like this outburst of emotions of going back and forth between like manic, crying, freaking out, grieving, and then like pull it together, Scarlett, hold it in, just get through this day. And that is really not healthy for me, at least. But over this amount of time, I've learned so much about my own awareness and my own mindfulness, and through, you know, somatic healing, really just noticing those small little tiny details that we do not credit enough. Being able to put myself first and coming into college and finding a small circle of people to truly understand me and hear me, and I can do the same for them. And another thing is, you don't need a whole army. You need one good friend. One. And if you find more than that, that's incredible. That's awesome. But for me, I just needed to find one person at that time who could understand me and where I could do the same. And being able to do that, finding someone who could be beneficial in my life, and also being able to be present and mindful of my emotions, allowed me to start beginning to break those unhealthy habits that I was so deeply soaked into. And instead, not just break those habits, but build new healthy habits to allow me to expand my grieving, expand my awareness and my consciousness, and at the end of the day, become a healthier version of myself for future me, for past me, and for present me. Now, I really want to conclude this episode by expressing how grief is not linear. I feel a lot of times we believe that, you know, we're going to feel this emotion and then we'll feel the next one. And then, you know, sometimes we'll think about them, but that's just kind of it. And that's not it. I sometimes get really, really angry. I sometimes get really, really sad. I sometimes get really, really happy. All of these emotions are going to continuously arise for the rest of your life. Sometimes they're going to show up a random day, 4 years later, you're going to hear an ambulance drive by you. You're going to see someone in the back of that car, and you're going to cry your eyes out. I do that every time an ambulance passes me. Still, I don't know when it's going to end. And I've learned I just got to pull over, take a deep breath, not pushing that under the rug. That was an extremely scary experience for me, being in the front of that ambulance car, knowing that my dad was right behind me, and knowing that I didn't have anything that I could do. And so being able to just stop and focus on what's right in front of me, what's on my conscious right now, and hold space for that is the biggest thing, but the biggest lesson that I've learned. There is no wrong place to be in grief. You will always be grieving in a different light. All of those emotions are valid. They should not be swept under the rug. And over time, you'll be able to heal those emotions slowly more and more, where your grief will begin to change. All in a healthier light over time. Now, when I began to grieve, it was in very, very unhealthy ways, and I'm slowly learning how to grieve more effectively, but there will always be more room to grow. So what I really want everyone to get out of this, wherever you're at in your grieving process, or if you haven't even experienced grief yet, be present. Notice those emotions. Feel that uncomfortability. It's okay. It's there for a reason. Your body is trying to shed what it is feeling internally. And if you do not process those emotions now, what is that going to look like? How is it going to affect you? How is it going to affect your family and the people around you? Really notice that and take that time. Put yourself first. I'm so excited to go into the next following week episodes and bring on some amazing, really intelligent and kind people. And I hope you all listen in for those. So we'll see you for episode 6.